Storm auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Heute Abend macht Frank den Fourturner im Badeschiff. Jetzt ist aber erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die aktuelle 6. Platte Positive Songs von Negative People, die im August erschienen ist. Wir finden heraus, inwiefern die neueste Scheibe auch eine Antwort auf die Hater ist der letzten Jahre. Wir sprechen über das Buch The Road Beneath My Feet. Wir sprechen über das Leben als arrivierter Künstler und so vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal Hello and welcome, Frank Turner.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I was going to say genau at the end of all of that.
Because that's it.
I've learned it's the only word you need to know in German is genau.
Not really, but...
You know, I once had an hour-long conversation in a bar with somebody who thought I spoke German because every time she stopped talking, I said, genau.
Yeah, but maybe that woman had a misconception of you as a person after that conversation.
Well,
no?
This is true. I don't know what she was saying. So. But seriously, if you don't speak German, if you just go genau every now and again, it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's as if I would be saying that's right all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
But genau is a more versatile word. You can say genau.
Genau, man.
Yeah. Anyway, hi.
Yeah, hi, how's touring been so far?
Good, yes. The world tour started 1 week ago, so I'm still theoretically quite fresh and full of energy and excitement. And I am, it's not just theory. It's nice to be in Berlin again, and we've got a show tonight. And we're going to be back in Germany again soon. So, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll talk about that later, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is the solo leg of the tour?
Yeah, this is kind of like easing myself and other people into the tour, into the new record, that kind of thing. And then I'm off to America next week, and then I'll be there for like 2 months, and then the UK for a month, and then Christmas, and then back to Europe again.
Okay, so. Cool. So we'll meet again very soon.
We will. That's cool.
Congratulations on your 6th LP, Positive Songs for Negative People.
Thank you.
It's been recorded in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And I've read that you've recorded most of the material live for the first time.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Why haven't you tried that earlier?
We did do it live on the third record as well. I mean, the first two records, I played everything. Well, almost everything. So I couldn't do those ones live. But the third record, we sort of did live, but it was kind of a... It was a bit of a fudge.
Yeah.
And then this time around, I don't know, like the previous record, we spent forever in the studio and pulled everything apart.
Yeah.
And this time around, we set up and we made the record in 9 days. We just played the songs live, basically.
So
and
nice.
It was a really good vibe and a good feeling.
Yeah, and I really think it's the right way to record Frank Turner songs because, I mean, the energy of your live shows, they're the most important part,
maybe.
Well,
this is the thing, you know, I sort of felt very strongly that I hadn't yet captured on tape the sound of me and the Sleeping Souls, my band. And I think we're pretty good. Like,
yes.
I mean, if I can say it without being... Without being...
You've practiced for a little while.
Well, we have done quite a few shows.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted that kind of vibe and that energy on tape.
Mm-hmm, cool. So you've prepared... you've rehearsed with the band a lot before you entered the studio?
Yeah, I mean, some of the songs on the new record we played for 2 years. And the thing is, we don't really rehearse in a rehearsal room as a band. We rehearse in sound checks because we're always on tour. So, we were rehearsing in sound checks and playing some of the new songs live in different versions for, in some cases, 2 years or more before we got into the studio. And that was the point, so that when we got into the studio, it was just like, bam, you play the songs
cool.
and you're done.
Cool,
and it's kind of like, I want it to be like a debut album because that's what bands do when you make a debut record. You spend 2 years, 3 years, 4 years in
that's
the clubs
true.
Playing your songs in front of people and then you just play them how they are and then you go on tour again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try and do that with my songs.
Yeah, you described recording a song as a process that's similar to catching a butterfly. I really like that picture. When you catch a butterfly, you have that beautiful creature and then you put a nail into it so it can't fly away anymore.
It is true. I mean, the other day I happened to listen to a song off my second album that we always play live and it's, you know, every day we play it and it changes a little bit. And I heard the recorded version and went, wow, that's how we played it on the record? That's mad.
That's the dead butterfly version.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it's like that's what people are listening to at home and it doesn't really sound anything like what we play now. The lyrics and the melodies are the same, but everything else has changed.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of describing.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, but I like it. I think the songs should live. They should fly away and flap around, you know.
Although a small collection of dead butterflies is always good to have when you're touring, right?
Yes, well, this is true. This is true. I always keep them under my pillow.
Your last LP, Tape Deck Heart, was a breakup record. Now, this LP obviously talks about staying optimistic even when times seem to be bad.
Yeah.
How important was reflecting on that topic for you personally after you had to deal with haters who are not sharing your opinion on economies or who are pissed because you're successful now? I mean,
yeah, well, this is the problem with coming from the punk scene is that you achieve anything and then everyone hates you. But I mean, an old friend of mine once told me that you aren't achieving anything if you don't have like the kind of punk rock message board kids telling you you're an asshole.
That's true.
So I don't know. I mean, you know, yes, there's definitely, I mean, this record follows on from the previous one. The previous one, Breakup Record, it was a very sort of dark time in my life. And this is a record about kind of surviving that and coming through it and kind of trying to start again and have new reasons to hope and look upwards. And I mean, it was mainly about the breakup thing. But it, yeah, I mean, you know, Tape Deck Heart was something of a breakthrough as well as a breakup record for me, you know. And, particularly in the UK, you know, there was definitely sort of a case that I went from being an underground artist, being a big underground artist, to being a mainstream artist.
Yeah, playing the Olympics and stuff.
Yeah, you know, and suddenly, of course, that gives everybody who wants to hate my guts all the ammunition they need. So, but it's fine because there are more people who are into it, but you have to learn to get a thick skin.
Yeah.
You know, the internet is generally speaking a good thing, but it does give an awful lot of people the opportunity to call you an asshole directly.
Yeah. I don't think it feels as nice to be in the center of a shitstorm.
No, it doesn't. And the thing about it is like you like to, before it's happened to you, and I can speak from personal experience, before it's happened to you, you sit there thinking, yeah, you know, I would be totally punk and I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And I just ignore it. And I kind of did ignore some of the shitstorms I was in the middle of. But I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a thinking, feeling, sentient adult. And it kind of sucks to have lots of people call you a dickhead. But you know what? It goes away. That's the thing. 90% of those people don't really know who you are. And then the next day, all the people who actually care about your music and who've been paying attention for years come back. And then
the way they criticized you was kind of like superficial, right? It was not I have a very good point and a theoretical discussion about economy or something.
I mean, this is the internet. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever tried it out. But
just for some research for this interview right here. But how important was your crew when it came to people who were accusing you of becoming too famous or having the wrong sights on the economy?
It was great.
And stuff.
It was fantastic. I mean, most of my crew have been with me for at least 5 years. The guys in my band have been with me for, this lineup's been 7 years, but some of the guys in the band have been with me for 9 years now. So, you know, this is my family at this point. I never go home, so I don't think my mum remembers what I look like anymore. But my family and my crew, and they've been fantastic, and they're still with me. My tour manager is on the other side of that door.
Yeah.
Checking her email.
Waving at her. She's not reacting.
She's not listening.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song from the new record.
Let's do it.
Und zwar haben wir jetzt hier nochmal Get Better von Frank Turner auf dem Plattenteller von der immer noch brandaktuellen Platte Positive Songs for Negative People. Heute Abend spielt er alleine solo im Badeschiff oder auf dem Gelände des Badeschiffs. Und dann kommt er aber Anfang 2016 schon zurück mit der Band. Wir hören rein in Get Better. Hier ist Frank Turner. I got me a shovel. Frank Turner nochmal auf Flux FM und sein Stückchen Get Better. Heute Abend spielt er im Badeschiff und wird dort nochmal die Songs seiner aktuellen Platte Positive Songs for Negative People vorstellen. Allerdings zunächst mal alleine mit der Band, kommt er dann in ein paar Monaten nochmal vorbei. You say genau. I've read that you never wanted to have a divide between the artist and the private person, Frank Turner. Emotional honesty is a major part of your success, I guess. In an interview, you said, though, that sometimes you wish you had more space and that being Frank Turner, the entertainer and the private person, might make you insane.
Yeah, well, I think, okay, the thing is...
Are there new strategies of staying sane?
Well, I mean, things change as with age and with context and all that kind of thing. And one of the problems with what I do is that every single thing I've said since I was, like, 19 is on the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
And somebody emailed me the other day complaining that a song that I'd written when I was like 19 didn't tally with a song I wrote when I was 33, and I was just kind of like, dude, 14 years of life happened in between. But I mean, I think the thing is, you know, I try, what I mean by not having a divide is that I don't want to have like a persona when I play, you know. I don't want to kind of I don't want to have a divide in a kind of philosophical sense, you know. I'm just a guy with
guitar. You're not an actor that's acting to be the Frank Turner guy.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, there's a divide just in the sense that there's, like, from a kind of physical and practical and logistical sense, in the sense that, like, you know, I do my shows and I try and hang out and meet people after the shows, but it's like, you know, if I'm on a day off when I'm at home in London and stuff like that, if someone comes up, I'll always say hey and hang out for a minute, but it's like, I'm not going to like spend the day hanging out with you, dude. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm hanging out with my friends today. So, you know, there are sort of, you do have to like fence off parts of your life and your mind, but I don't, I just, it's that thing. I don't want it to be fake when I play.
Yeah. I think that there was once a guy who said that if you divide if a normal guy divides his personality into two persons, like a schizophrenic person, he's sick in his head. But if you do that as an artist, it's actually really healthy for you as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Do you have to divide between kind of like Frank Turner, the guy in his living room, and the guy on stage?
Well, see, that's the division that I reject, though. That's the bit that I'm not so into. I do think that it's the conclusion of that might be that being an artist is unhealthy. I think that's probably
okay,
true.
Okay, maybe that's something.
Or maybe, in fact, an even better way of putting it, unhealthy people tend to be artistic, maybe. I'm not sure that I'm the most kind of psychologically well-adjusted person you're going to meet today. but you know, I write songs, so something comes out of it.
And how helpful was writing The Road Beneath My Feet when it comes to staying sane? Because I think looking back at all these years and laughing about anecdotes that happened to you, it might help you to just remember why you were into this and stuff.
Well, it's funny, like writing the book was, it says, I kind of didn't really think about what impact it was going to have on me before I wrote it, which I probably should have done. But it was like, and I mean, I don't want to say that it's kind of like destroyed my life or anything. It was an interesting process, but it's a weird thing to try and think in an analytical kind of structured way about the last 10 years of your life. No one really does that. I don't do that habitually. I did it for the book, and then I kind of like got to the end of it and went, wow, man.
Depressing.
Like, stuff has happened. Well, just, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's made me a little bit more kind of like I'm trying to not do this, but I sort of start almost like second guessing myself and the things that I do. It's like, anyway, I don't think I'm going to write another book that's the same. I might write another one, but about something else. But like, it was a fun thing to do, and I'm very proud to have a finished book in your hands. Is a wonderful thing. I gave them to all of my friends and my enemies for Christmas. Uh-huh. And, you know, and you can hit people with it and stuff like that. So it's pretty
cool. It's a hardcover.
It is a hardcover, yeah.
Yes. So, is there a favorite anecdote? Is there something?
Oh, there's loads of stuff. I mean, well, this is the other problem with writing the book, is that all of my funny stories I can tell in a bar, I've now written down.
Yeah.
And if I meet anyone,
I've read about
this one before. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's mad stories in there. Probably the craziest story is the one about the worst day on tour ever, when I had to get from Estonia to Lithuania, and I had to take a bus to Riga in Latvia, which is in the middle, and then drive from Riga to Lithuania. And like, we very nearly didn't get on the bus, and then we got searched for drugs, and then I lost my passport, and then the car we were in broke down, and then we got ripped off by the border guards, and then we hit a deer and destroyed the car.
Oh,
and
no.
Then we got ripped off by the cops again when they were trying to rescue us, and then a friend of ours had to drive like 500 miles to come pick us up, and the whole thing was a complete nightmare.
Wow.
But we did play a gig at the end of it, so
that's crazy.
That's a wild. The details are in the book.
Oh, come on, that's
and actually,
really
crazy. You know, I saw a friend of mine yesterday who translated the first few chapters into German.
Oh, really? Because that's what I wanted to ask. Is there going to be a German version?
I mean,
of that
he just did it. He's a mate of mine. He just kind of did it and said, "Hey, check this out." And I said, I can't tell if this is any good or not. I mean, I could read it and say genau.
You just, point it at some point and then you go, genau, motherfucker.
But I mean, you know, that is something I think would be kind of cool to translate it.
And I think the German fans would appreciate that.
Well, maybe we'll work on that.
Now, let me give away some tickets before you start playing live. Wir haben Eintrittskarten für die Show von Frank Turner heute Abend im Badeschiff. Wer die haben möchte, der kann jetzt anrufen bei Flux FM. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück lautet 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Mein Kollege Marc August hat jetzt auch mitgekriegt und geht mal ans Telefon und nimmt eure Anrufe entgegen. Frank Turner, you're gonna play us. I just had to repeat the number so often that my colleague, you know, has the chance to hear me, you know, and then realized, I have to be on the phone.
What was going on. Can I also say that if anyone wins those tickets or if they're coming to the gig, please get down early to catch the support band North Alone. I always want people to see the bands that I play with, you know, that's important, right? You spread the word, you find new music.
You are such a fair sportsman.
Okay, well, there's a guy called North Alone playing tonight. He's fantastic, so check him out if you can.
Okay, cool. Which song are you gonna play for us now?
I'm gonna play a song off the new record, and this is a song, it's called The Opening Act of Spring, and this song is the first song I finished for the new album, and it's an apology to the person that the previous record was about. And I'm pleased to say that we had dinner together the other day.
Yeah, you've met her. I read about that.
Yeah, we had dinner. I paid for dinner, but we're friends again now, so that's good.
Cool.
Anyway, this song's called The Opening Act of Spring.
Okay, here we go. Frank Turner, live auf Flux FM heute Abend im Badeschiff. Die Tickets kriegt ihr unter 030-2000-9000.
Birds are ringing in the opening act of spring, and I have fallen down, and I'm so much worse than I have ever been.
Oh, the season's acting strange, and I know that something has to change. But there is no path I can choose which will not bring somebody pain. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I must do. And oh, though I have hurt so many people, it was never my intention to hurt you. Clouds are gathered thick and in my stomach I feel sick, and I have all this drive and no idea what I should do with it. But they say there is a calm after the passing of the storm, so I can dream of going back outside when the rain and thunder's done. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I must do. It was never my intention to hurt you. Not the old folks say they can tell which way the river's going, tell which way the wind is blowing. But watch it careful for the signs among the little things, the barking dogs, the birds on wing. And I am deaf and blind, and I can't say if I can change the patterns that have caused pain. For I was raised in suburbs, sheltered from the sun and rain, far away from subtle seasons change. Oh baby, I will read about the buzzing of the bees, about the grass and snakes and spawning lakes and the different types of trees. And I will find a way that leads from cruel April into May. And someday soon it will be June and you'll decide to stay. And oh, 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 please forgive me for the things that I have done. And oh, 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 I will carry your umbrella in the summer and I'll shade you from the sun.
Applaus, wow. Applaus, 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 genau, he's done it again, heute Abend im Badeschiff und dann Anfang des nächsten Jahres schon zurück. When are you gonna come back with the band in the beginning of 2016?
You know what, I'm gonna get in trouble by saying this, but we're announcing it soon anyway, in January we're gonna be back.
Ah, cool.
So first thing we do next year is come to Germany as fast as we possibly can.
Yes, so we'll meet again, my friend.
We will.
Thank you for visiting, bye bye.
Thank you so much.